What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. The phone lines are closed. Obviously, we're doing the show over Skype. We've had a kind of a technical glitch where we're unable to communicate using our normal system with the RBN control room. Was working fine, and then all of a sudden, it just cut on out, and RBN is just having difficulties getting us back up. We're hoping that it'll be back up this hour so that the Lady Claire can join us, because if the Lady Claire is unable to join us, then, you know, obviously that's going to be a bit of a problem. We only have one mic and one headphone on this situation. All right, getting on back to the news here. Donald Trump is once again on his high horse regarding NATO and coming into the White House during the campaign. He did make a valid point. The United States, meaning you, the taxpayer, bears a disproportionately large portion of the cost of NATO. The reason the U.S. government did that was so that it had more control over NATO, to turn it from being a mutual defense pact to a, basically a tool of aggression. But Trump is now back on out there saying that NATO members will be dealt with if they refuse to pay more for the military alliance. And he singled out Germany for saying they're not spending enough on the military. Well, Germany doesn't really have the money. None of these countries do. They'd have to borrow it. They're hovering on the edge of bankruptcy, both because of the European Central Bank and the refugee crisis. And Trump's on out there saying, yes, we have to spend more money on war, more money on war, more money on war. Now, it's actually been a while since anybody has seen Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The last time that he was heard from was April 21st, when there was an attack on the royal palace in Riyadh, possible coup, and it was reported he was hit by two bullets, and he hasn't been seen in public since. And even when Mike Pompeo went over there to his visit in Riyadh, there was no joint photo, which would be the normal protocol. And so a lot of the Middle Eastern media is wondering if, in point of fact, Mohammed bin Salman is actually dead. And, of course, if you're looking for a precedent to conceal the death of a leader, go back and look at Francisco Franco. That became a joke. Saturday Night Live made jokes about it, where it was obvious that he passed away, but the government of Spain was thrashing around trying to fill the power vacuum their way, and kept denying that he was dead. So it may be a repeat of that same situation. Now, here's a ridiculous piece of propaganda. Up in Ukraine, they ran this story. It actually came from Ukrainian officials. Apparently down in Crimea, Ukraine had been developing military dolphins. Dolphins that are trained to go on out and attach, well, like limpet mines to enemy ships, go on out and kill frogmen, SEAL team members in the water. And the dolphins haven't been seen for a while. So Ukraine is out there saying that the military dolphins starve themselves to death rather than be under Russian control. And Crimea came on back and said, actually, the dolphins were demilitarized and sold to other institutions. And they're not in Crimea anymore. Sometimes the propaganda can get just a little bit ridiculous. Apparently, up in the Donbass, North American instructors have been killed as the result of an explosion. There was a vehicle with military instructors from NATO countries was hit by, basically drove over a mine. And this was reported in the operational command of the armed forces of the Democratic People's Republic. So, again, already things are cranking up in Russia and Ukraine. We're headed for a world war. It's absolutely, at this point, inescapable. We are heading toward a world war. Now, Russia has responded to the United States government's condemnation of the Crimean Bridge by saying that it's okay. Let's see. I think we're going to get back onto our Twitch here. All right, I'm hanging up on the Skype. And I should be on the air here on the microphone. Okay, I'm not hearing any sound. Mike, are you there? All right, here we are. We got back here, and that means the Lady Claire will be with us in hour number three. So the United States government came on out condemning the bridge built by Russia across to Crimea under the U.S. assumption that Crimea is still part of Ukraine. This goes all the way back to that claim that Russia stole Crimea, which is not what happened. Following the coup d'etat, the U.S.-backed coup d'etat that took out Yanukovych and put in Poroshenko, the Crimean people held a referendum and said, we are leaving Ukraine. And then they had another referendum that said, we would like to join the Russian Republic, and that's exactly what happened. Russia didn't steal anything, but the U.S. government's attitude is, we refuse to recognize the right of the Crimean people to vote themselves independence, even though they have that right under the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And so the U.S. is still pretending that Crimea is part of Ukraine. And they're saying, how dare Russia build a bridge to connect the people of Crimea with Russia? And Russia has responded by saying, we don't need your permission. It's really none of your business. So, again, U.S. foreign policy just seems to have turned into this belligerence and bullying and who knows what all else. There's no diplomacy anymore. There's no negotiation anymore. It's might makes right. And sooner or later, you wind up with wars all over the place, and that is definitely where we're heading. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And obviously, the phone lines are now open again if you'd like to call on in. The boys in the Pentagon are back out with their hands out, despite all the money they've already been given, for which they have produced a lot of junk. And at the 34th National Space Symposium in April, U.S. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson announced that the service is taking steps to secure its satellite network by working with allied forces, commercial satellite owners, and international organizations to share satellites currently in orbit. They're also talking about needing a satellite supply chain. Now, currently, satellites put into orbit are built one at a time. They're handled like prototypes, and it makes them very expensive. And what the secretary is saying, they want to build a factory that's an assembly line that cranks out thousands and thousands of these satellites so that as adversaries who have these ASAT weapons shoot them down, they can be replaced. This is the space age version of the Liberty ship in World War II, where they built these incredibly inexpensive, rapidly built cargo ships to send cargo across the Atlantic, and built them faster than the Germans could torpedo them. And that was basically the thinking there, and the thinking has come back here. But what that means is more money for that supply chain, and it should be remembered that the United States also has ASAT weapons. And my concern, which I've shared with you before, is if we allow a real shooting war to go into space, we're going to basically turn it into a shrapnel zone. Down here on Earth, when you shoot down an airplane or a missile or a drone, it falls to the ground, burns, and that's the end of it. But out there in orbit, if you blow up somebody's satellite, a lot of those pieces are just going to go into different orbits, and they become missiles that can basically hit other satellites, destroying them, releasing more shrapnel that can destroy more satellites that'll release more shrapnel. And we could wind up literally living on an Earth where low Earth orbit is so full of undetectable, untrackable pieces of debris flying around that we don't dare go back into space. All right, let's take some phone calls. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, busy day.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, if you ever go off again, it was a great choice to play Bob Seger's Like a Rock. I could listen to that forever. But you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you just fine. I'm hearing you just fine.
Good.
I hope not to go off the air again. We need a better system. I don't know why Skype quit working on these laptops. I've gone through so many laptops over here trying to stay in communication with RBN. I've got one more I can try and put in there, but it's Windows 10, and I'm really not happy to be working with that again.
Well, I definitely vote for Bob Seger, Mike. But hey, listen, I wanted to make 2 points. You discuss at length American Jewish community starting to distance themselves from Israel. You mentioned, for one, Jewish Voice for Peace. You ran an article earlier in the week by Gilad Atzman, and
yes,
talking about how he's doing a tour, and Jewish Voice for Peace was shouting him down and following him around and getting his venue shut off. And I personally judge, and I'm a member of Jewish Voice for Peace and Pink, you know, Code Pink and all these other things, but my watershed on whether or not these guys have any really semblance of legitimacy is, do they believe in the Palestinian right to return? And frankly, Jewish Voice for Peace does not, nor does J Street, the lobbying. I mean, a lot of them don't. And I hate to see the whole Palestinian cause framed by a non-Palestinian organization. But the second thing is the use of language, Mike. And you were having a conversation earlier with a guy, and you were talking about Shem and all that stuff. And I've heard people call in and talk about Gog and Magog, and I've heard people call in and talk about Khazars and all that stuff. And you know what? It's a moot point. And I want to, talking about language, the point I want to make here is that why even bother? Nobody refers to a 2,000 or 2,500-year-old document that nobody, the Bible, that nobody knows who even wrote, some mystical document from 2,000 years ago, as any sort of basis in legality or international law. But it plays right in to Israel's strength. They've got a massive apparatus of rabbis and temples and people, scholars who can come in and debate this about this mystical crap 2,000 years ago. And I had a conversation earlier in the morning with my sister, and I think I've mentioned this to you before, who always repels from my use of language like Nazi, genocide, things like that. She's saying it's too loaded. And of course, in all the free speech things, they're trying to make it illegal to say that. But I submit to you, what could be more apt than a country whose racial doctrine of racial superiority, chosen Aryan master race, just like the Nazis, who wants Lebensraum or living space, just like the Nazis, at the expense of other people, who invades a whole bunch of other people, who relies on fifth columns all over the world to get what they want done. And by the way, the poor Gazans, I would tell you, if they had a choice of living in Gaza or putting on yellow stars and walking, they'd take the yellow stars any day.
The inmates in those German slave labor camps were actually treated a lot better than Israel treats the Gazans. The people in the Warsaw Ghetto had better treatment than the people in Gaza.
And that's the point, Mike, because we cannot allow them, which they're trying to do illegally here in the United States and all these states with the anti-Semitic redefining it as criticism of Israel. We cannot allow them to dictate the terms and have it all on biblical stuff, but they're well equipped to fight that, which is all mystical crap anyways. But we've been bombarded with their own propaganda about how evil the Nazis were every day. As a matter of fact, it's on TV. There's channels that are nothing but Nazi this, Nazi that.
Yes.
And this is jujitsuing them. This is saying, here, we're taking what you've been bombarding us for years, and we're applying it to you, and it is apt. It really applies. It applies to Israel more than any other country I've ever seen. And it's taking away, and it's using, you know, semantical jujitsu on them. And I think that's the way to go. And by the way, Mike, it bothers me sometimes when people refer to the massacre on Monday. They've been massacring people all month, for a month, and for, of course, 70 years before that. So, you know, refer to it not just as Monday's massacre or Bloody Monday. There's many Bloody Mondays. And just in the last month, you know, they've shot down 8,000-10,000 people, crippled them. A whole generation is crippled.
But what happened on Monday, I think, opened a lot of people's eyes, and now they're going to start looking back over the history of relations between Israel and Gaza over the last 11 years and realize, yeah, this is part of an ongoing slow-motion genocide. And by the way, people who say don't use such loaded words, they're just trying to tone you down. We should use the most loaded words that we can to describe what happened because it was, in fact, a massacre. These snipers in their fortified positions just fired into the crowd. I mean,
yeah, that's not even such a slow motion genocide, is it, Mike? When there's thousands, and yeah, it's exactly my point. It's linguistic jujitsu on these guys, and you can't allow them to control the terms of the discussion.
No, so. You can't. I mean, they try and hijack words, for example, Semite, which applies to all of the Semitic people, the Arabs, Palestinians, and so forth. Israel wanted to co-opt it and say, we're the Semites, and all the rest of those are just Arabs, and therefore, yeah. Untermenschen.
Yeah, and like the word Holocaust, they co-opted that. You can't say that the Cambodians went through Holocaust or the Armenians went, because that's their word. They've taken that over. And
yes.
You cannot allow them the terms of the discussion, because they'll screw you over every time. So, and the whole apparatus of the biblical stuff, they've got thousands of temples and rabbis to fight that war for them. They've been talking about that for years. All that mystic crap anyway. It's just like the New Testament is, in my opinion, as well. But
yes.
You know, that's conceding their fight. It's fighting on their ground. That's my point.
Yes. All right. No, anybody who's been in debate understands that if you allow your opponent their first prime assumption, you've already lost the debate.
Yeah. They're framing the terms of the entire discussion. So
okay. Anything else, Peter?
No, that's it. Thanks, Mike. Best to Claire, stay out of the ash.
We're doing our best here. We're going to switch over to Mike in Chicago. And, Mike, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, go ahead. Check it through the break. Did I get broken off there?
Mike, Mike, are you there? Mike,
yes.
In Chicago?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. And
okay,
yeah,
I hear you, and what's on your mind?
Well, nothing. I was going to bring up, I like to stick on topic, but I was going to bring up the shooting that occurred
go ahead.
Today.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, I mean, again, I talked to you about this before, you know, the child, I mean, however nice of a kid he was, you know, he took his father's shotgun. I understand when I heard the report. I didn't read it yet or nothing. But again, there has to be some kind of responsibility when you have children in the house with your weapon. When I bought my weapon, I was given a gun lock, you know, with it, and I use it. And I have one adult living in my house right now who's not a child. But I would lock up my ammo and my guns and everything. If I had any children.
Yeah, you have to do that. You definitely have to do that. Mike, stay on the line. We got to take a break for commercials. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
To our show, and again, a reminder, the Front Sight Academy promotion has been extended until June 2nd. So you still have an opportunity to take advantage of this. And again, as I've said, if I was living on the mainland anywhere near Nevada, I would take advantage of this deal myself. It is that sweet. We're talking with Mike in Chicago. And yes, anybody who's a responsible gun owner, you keep guns locked up, your ammunition locked up. That being said, the case down in Florida, the guns were being locked up, but the shooter had a key. And unfortunately, most locks that you will find on gun cabinets and so forth are not very good. They're very inexpensive. Everything's value engineered, and they're easy to pick. And you can go out on the internet and find all kinds of instructions on how to pick locks. And until we know for a fact how this shooter in Texas got the guns from the father, I'd like to find out, were they locked up and how the kid got them? I don't think we should be rushing to judgment on the father. But if he didn't have them locked up, you know, that's obviously an error of judgment. On the other hand, as I said, this kid through most of his life was a parent's joy. Honor student at one point, junior varsity football team, and he was doing fine. And then all of a sudden, he just turns into this monster. And that's why I'm really focused on, this is another case of prescription antidepressants frying some kid's brain and turning them violent.
Yeah, am I on here, Mike?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, okay. No, you that's exactly what I was just going to say. You know, the investigation is going on now, and we're not going to find out, but hopefully we will find out. You know, kids are amazing. You were a kid. I was a kid one time, and I used to go in my dad's, my mom and dad's room, and I knew he had a shotgun in the closet. I knew he had a pistol in the drawer. I saw the ammunition. But you know what? I mean, you know, I wasn't on antidepressants. I was a kind of a troubled kid because I didn't spend a lot of time with my dad like most kids should. But I wasn't on any of these reuptake inhibitors that at some point, I understand, could have an effect where you crash, you know, and you might go into a psychotic episode. I don't have that knowledge right now to tell you, but that definitely could be something besides the father not locking his weapons up. Definitely don't jump on him. But again, you know, the investigation, but 10 people that have died, that is just unbelievable. I mean, and this is really going to stir up some people, this story. There's no doubt about it. But again, all as we could say is, get the word out. My gun is hidden, and it's got a lock on it. I mean, you know, so I don't want to be responsible because a lot of criminals break into people's homes, you know, and take them. There's criminals in other countries of South America. They'll walk up to a security guard and you know, baseball bat him over the head just to take his weapon so that they can have a weapon, you know, a gang member, you know. So, yeah, it's no doubt about that. But anyway, we'll see how it works out. See if there was prescriptions involved. That should be definitely pretty interesting to find out.
Well, we're going to have to work to find that out because the media has stopped reporting on that because they want to protect the pharmaceutical industry. And the real irony in all of this is after all these kids have been drugged, research is showing that the theoretical mechanism of SSRIs doesn't actually work anyway. And you're absolutely right. By blocking the brain chemistry, eventually there's a crash and a breakthrough. That's what happened to me when I was put on these medications by my doctor, and that's why I will never, ever take them again. Mike, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and we're going to start with Francis in North Carolina. And Francis, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break as well. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha.
Hey, yeah. I have to agree with Desmond's commentary from Joyzy about you cannot compare all people that are Israeli or Jewish, whatever terminology you want to use, that comes from Israel. I have to agree with that assessment because, quite frankly, that would be the same as saying that if you take all the citizens in the U.S. and compare them and say that they're the same as the government and the military-industrial complex in the U.S., government structure and all that, that, you know, you're basically painting everybody with a broad brush, even though a lot of U.S. citizens do not agree with and are vehemently abhorred against the government structure in the U.S., let alone the military-industrial complex, among other ones, for that matter. So the aspect of going and, I mean, basically in the past history, apparently people have forgotten about it, and a lot of people don't care to think about it. A lot of people have gone through persecution regardless of whether it's ethnicity, their sexual background, their, I guess I said ethnicity for that matter, religious perspective, you name it. I'll hang.
Yeah, we've got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take a few more phone calls, then we're going to close the lines because I got a lot of news to get through before the Lady Claire joins us. As you know, we had that huge interruption during hour number one, and I'm way, way behind on the news. So back to Francis. And yeah, it does seem like the history of mankind is just filled with all kinds of iniquities and repression, and a lot of it is based on religion. As Mark Twain used to say, man is the only animal that has the one true religion, several of them. And it's amazing how much blood has been spilt in this millennia-long argument over whose deity has the biggest dick.
That's a good way of putting it. One last thought to leave with you and other listeners is this. Just because you have a tree that produces several apples from it, and the first one that falls from that tree, because it is rotted or whatever, does not mean it's the one you should take the seed from to propagate from it. If anything, there are other apples that are, last a lot longer and have a lot more fortitude to them that you should take the, propagate the seed from, not the rotten one. Only people who are of a low heart, that is dark and greedy and selfish and hateful, will take that first apple. Later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Francis. We're going to switch over to Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, am I correct in assuming that 90% of the people in Israel are descendants of converts from Eastern Europe? And
that's a good estimate, yes.
And if that's true, then all this stuff about the chosen people and right to return and anti-Semitic, they're the victims of anti-Semitism, is all out the window. You know, it doesn't apply to them at all.
It's all been hoaxes and lies and religion. But you do need to understand that after the Khazars converted to Judaism, it only took a few generations for them to actually believe they were the descendants of the Israelites. And so that was kind of the origin, because that's what the rabbis were teaching them. One of the lost tribes of Israel had come north to Khazaria, and that's where we all came from. And it wasn't true, but then religion is not based on the truth. It's based on wishful thinking and belief.
Well, you know, really, they're the biggest anti-Semites in the world, because they're mistreating the Semite people, and they're not even Semites. So,
we had another caller made that point.
How does the Sephardics come into this? So do they convert about the same time?
No, they converted much earlier, and the Sephardics are actually a blend of original Hebrew and Berber genetic lines.
Yeah. Well, see, these people are Caucasians from Eastern Europe, and, you know, back in the days of Abraham, there's no Caucasians over there. They were just, you know, Middle Eastern Semite people. So, again, you know, they hijacked something that wasn't theirs, and they're making a big deal out of it.
And,
my only point today, Mike, so I'll let you go.
All right, thanks, Terry. We're going to switch over to Jay in Oklahoma. Aloha, Jay. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, it's amazing to me how you and RBN have this love affair with saying that God loved Shemites when the Bible clearly says that God hated Edom, who is a Semite.
I never said God likes the Shemites.
You always tell me to hang on, and then you talk over me when I'm talking.
Because you
Why
talk
you
over
hang
me.
On a second? I got a little bit more to say.
All right, you know, Jay, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Hey, this just in. Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still dead.
Yeah, good old Saturday Night Live. The original really was funny. The current one, along with pretty much what passes for comedy on TV today, it's just liberalism run wild.
Right. It's crazy. But my actual stated purpose for my call was about SSRIs and the Second Amendment. I see this as sort of what could become this mental health issue, which could become sort of a linchpin argument of the left against the Second Amendment, to say that at the time the Second Amendment was penned, the United States was much, much smaller. There were fewer people. They were much less densely distributed, and there was less mental illness overall. I almost, I'm waiting for them to declare the populace, mentally ill unless proven sane, until proven sane. And you have to prove you're sane in order to get a gun permit, you know, but then it's catch-22, is you have to be insane to want a gun. So the left, I think, can muddy the waters that way. The strongest argument in favor of the Second Amendment from the right seems to be wherever you look in the world, in various countries or in various cities, it is always the countries that forbid the populace to have guns who have the most gun crime and murder. So I almost can see them squaring off across this particular dialectic. You know, people are too crazy to have guns on the left, and taking away guns leads to more gun crime on the right. I just sort of duking it out in that manner.
Just keep in mind, those Palestinians on Monday are not allowed to have firearms. I mean, Israel's gun laws do not mention race or religion, but you have to get a gun license with the permission of the government, and the illegal settlers always get them, and the Israelis always get them. Palestinians, the license is always denied. So if you want to know what's going to happen if the general population is disarmed, you take a look at what happened in Gaza last Monday. And then remember, every single genocide of the 20th century was preceded by a gun ban on the targeted population.
Yep, bingo. Yeah, they, you know, Alex has that famous rant where he said, Stalin took the guns, Mao took the guns, you know, Hitler took the guns. You know, he just goes on and on. Yeah. If you look at a tyranny, and you will see a gun ban. All right, Mike. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you very much. And we're going to close the phone lines because I'm way, way behind on my news. Now, everybody is anticipating the release of the report from the Justice Department's Inspector General. It's being described as extremely long and thorough. Copies have already been sent out to certain selected officials for a review. It's expected to be released to the general public within the next 3 to 4 weeks. And apparently it just goes into quite a lot of detail. Some little snippets are already sneaking on out. We were talking yesterday about how there may actually be a criminal referral because some of the FBI officials in the handling of the investigation into the Hillary's private email server issue broke federal criminal law. And one of the big scandals that's starting to come on out now is that James Comey and Loretta Lynch colluded with the Clinton campaign to entrap and wiretap Trump and his campaign. And this illegal scheme involved the entire U.S. intelligence community. We now know that the FBI planted a mole inside his campaign. This is already bigger than Watergate. Now, Giuliani is out there saying that Comey should be prosecuted for leaking classified information. And it's a shock to me that I'm agreeing with anything Giuliani has to say, but I agree with him. Comey should be prosecuted. He took those memos that contain classified information, and he leaked them to this professor who gave them to the corporate media, and this was Comey's gotcha at Trump for being fired. Meanwhile, today is the one-year anniversary of the launch of U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into allegations of collusion between Donald Trump and Russia. And so far, they are batting absolutely zero, which is why they're thrashing around looking at porn stars and other issues like that. Now, Mueller has already come on out and said he cannot indict Donald Trump. And he's trying to say it's because of sovereign immunity. But I think he's just trying to save face. He didn't find anything he could indict him with, or it would have happened by now. So, according to this article over in Sputnik News, the Mueller probe is a substitution of litigation for politics. And it was a hatchet job. It really was from day one. Now, Obama is getting dragged in on this, and it has to do, again, with this collusion situation, and everybody was on board. But Mike Rogers, retired National Security Agency Director Mike Rogers, stated that the fake news Christopher Steele dossier was used in evidence in part to prove Putin's motivations. Now, he's still playing the game out there, but what he's done is inadvertently exposed the fact that John Brennan, Obama's former CIA director, lied before Congress when he testified that the dossier was not used in any way as part of the assessment. Rogers' letter also proves that the Obama cabal conspired to use fake news to advance the Russian collusion hoax and undermine the legitimacy of American democracy and elections. Now, DeGenova, Joe DeGenova, a veteran D.C. attorney, is out there saying that Brennan needs a very good lawyer because he's about to be called before the front of a grand jury looking into some of the things he did. This is a horrendous scandal. This is all the intelligence agencies, the previous administration, the opposing party, all were involved in this. This is bigger than Watergate. And probably right now, some of those people are thinking about making a deal. Now, they're not going to be in a rush to do it because they remember what happened to Seth Rich. But they're also thinking the first one to make a deal gets the best deal. Probably a lot of people out there saying, I'm not going to take this all on my own. I'm not going to go down alone here. Now, over at the FBI, they're working to soften the potential impact if their top secret informant is exposed. Now, they've been trying to protect the identity of this informant who provided the FBI with information. It may be that this informant is the mole who was placed inside the Trump campaign. But the FBI is trying to find some ways to mitigate the potential fallout from this and try and insulate this situation from the rest of the government here. Okay, I'm going to take one phone call and one only from Errol in the Netherlands. Errol, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call, Mike. How's Claire's back doing?
She's doing better. She's finally getting medical treatment. It only took 3.5 months to get her into the to Straub Clinic and everything. What's on your mind?
On my mind is how is it possible such a woman that have committed crimes against humanity by waterboarding, and she is now a part of the CIA.
She's so, head of the CIA. She's been part of the CIA
exactly.
for many years, but now she's head of the CIA. And by the way, we know that worse things than waterboarding was done to some of those people because one of the released prisoners, Binyam Mohammed, went public. And he actually showed journalists the scars on his bodies where they were slicing at a very tender part of his anatomy with razor-sharp knives.
I saw something else from Poland. There was a guy, and he was not subject to any crime. And he got out after, I think, about 10 years. And he got $2.5 million euros or dollars, whatever, million for exact. And I think, and I was looking at all the news sensations and everything. I was like, okay, so this is a subject of. I want to say one thing to you. Before
I got to make it quick. We're running out of time.
Very quick. It is a shame that someone that did those atrocities to humanity and put them in place. I find it a shame.
So do
Thank
I.
Thank you for taking my call, Mike.
All right. We're going to close the lines again. Because I'm way behind on the talking points. Some of this stuff is going to have to seep into Monday. Anyway, there's a new scandal that is coming on out. From 2001 to 2005, there was an ongoing investigation into the Clinton Foundation. A lot of people were saying, don't do that, don't look there. A grand jury had actually been impaneled. Now, governments from around the world had donated to the so-called charity, yet from 2001 to 2003, none of those donations were declared. Now, you would think an honest investigator would be able to figure this out and do something about it. But guess who took over this investigation into the Clinton Foundation in 2002? James Comey. The entire system is rotten and corrupt. There is no salvaging it. We're just going to have to sit back, not get caught in the crossfire, and wait for it to tear itself down. And it's going to happen. Things can't go on the way they are right now. There's simply too much corruption. Nobody's out there actually trying to do a decent job of running the country for the American people. Now, a company with close ties to the government of Qatar is reportedly nearing a deal to bail out the flagship Manhattan property owned by the family of White House advisor Jared Kushner. So again, the money is flowing to the people who can influence the president here. Robert Wilkie's been nominated to be the Veterans Affairs Secretary. Took a while to get that done, but it's finally been done. On the subject of vote fraud, Fox News ran a story from DeRoy Murdoch, who's contributing editor of the National Review, and they tabulated voting data, registration data across the country, and discovered there are 3.5 million more registered voters than adults in the United States. Massive, massive election fraud. And if Trump doesn't deal with that, he's going to be a one-term president. Actually, the way he's going, he's going to be a one-term president anyway. Maybe that's why he doesn't care about the problem. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And talking about the economy, Trump's heavy-handed tariffs and sanctions are causing even more friction with Europe. And Macron and Merkel are basically angry and raging over the steel tariffs. Now, Trump, upping the situation, has given Angela Merkel an ultimatum. Get out of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline project or there will be a trade war between the U.S. and Germany. Trump is getting bad advice. He surrounded himself by a bunch of parasitic sycophants who are letting the fact that they're in the White House get to their heads. And they're just not thinking things through. Are they all on antidepressants? I mean, that kid in Texas walked into a school with a shotgun. Trump's going into the Mideast with drones and cruise missiles. Now, starting today, the European Union will block U.S. sanctions against Iran. And basically, apparently, there back in 1996, there was a blocking statute preventing the enforcement of U.S. sanctions against Iran. It has been brought back into effect. So we're seeing our alliance with Europe start to strain. If Trump alienates Europe, that could shatter NATO. And of course, he's out there screaming that the European nations need to support NATO more. Article that came out of Sputnik News, the U.S.-China trade dispute, why Beijing will win the war Washington started. And, well, there's a couple of reasons. One, China is a manufacturing powerhouse. And two, the U.S. is saddled with a vast amount of unpayable debt. And you don't want to have a trade war if you don't have a resilient economy, and we certainly do not. But Trump is out there on his little Twitter feed saying that China has been ripping us off. He does not understand diplomacy, and he doesn't understand the Asian mindset. What he's doing is going to be seen as very offensive by the Chinese. It'd be seen as offensive by anybody. Be accused of ripping somebody off, but it will be especially offensive to the Chinese. Now, the Chinese are now saying they have control over all the oil and gas activity in the South China Sea, and there is a reason it's called the South China Sea. And there are other covetous nations like Vietnam and the Philippines, Malaysia, Brunei, and Taiwan who want to come on in and grab a piece of it, and apparently the United States wants to help them do it. But again, back at the end of World War II, there was a treaty signed, the Cairo Convention, that returned all of the land stolen by Japan in World War II to their original owners. And that. Not holding up their treaties. We're going to take a quick break for station identification. Back with the lovely Claire after these few words.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.